So I'm watching, and this is fascinating to me. I was watching my good friend Chris Matthews yesterday, okay? And I'm not necessarily singling him out, but he was, I feel, the most confused about the issue. Seriously, he was the most confused. So I'm bringing him up. And the notion that Hillary Clinton was an enabler is completely foreign to Chris Matthews and Joy Reid notion that Hillary Clinton was caught off guard by the Monica Lewinsky scandal. And when Donald Trump says she was an enabler, she enabled Bill Clinton when it comes to Monica Lewinsky, Paula Jones, Catherine Willey, all of these women, Hillary Clinton knew about. Let's face it, she knew about them. She might not have known that exact woman by name until the doo-doo hit the fan, but she knew something was up. And when I watch Chris Matthews go, I'm really confused about this. I'm really confused how Donald Trump can say Hillary Clinton was an enabler. She was devastated by the news of Monica Lewinsky. She was completely caught off guard by Monica Lewinsky. She was embarrassed. What do you say, Joy? You're right, Chris. For Donald Trump to say these things is absolutely ludicrous. But ladies and gentlemen, when Hillary Clinton is dealing with Bill Clinton about Jennifer Flowers, She knows then that the president, or who will later become the president, can't seem to keep his hands in pocket and his member in his pants. So 20, 30, 40 years, Hillary Clinton knows that Bill Clinton has a wandering eye. And then girl after girl after girl comes into picture. Rather, it's Paula Jones, Catherine, Willie. And then Monica Lewinsky. Are you going to tell me, after all of these incidences, that there's a young, puppy intern run around the White House dealing with the president in different situations, and she never had an inkling? Come on. All those years of dealing with Clinton, she didn't have an inkling. Remember, the President of the United States, he can't go 2 feet without Secret Service, without having to basically be on the clock. People can't go in and out of that White House without being logged in. The president doesn't just have meetings with people where he's not to be interrupted without people going, And if you look at the inner circle of the president and Hillary Clinton, they've had a lot of the same people with them throughout the years. And none of these people knew anything. Huma Abedin never knew anything. Monica Lewinsky thing hit, and everybody went, oh my gosh, it came out of the blue. Come on. And when Chris Matthews plays this Babe in the Woods, this, how could Donald Trump say she was an enabler? It's just ludicrous. No, it's not. What's ludicrous is that we live in a society where you can go to prison life because of circumstantial evidence. You could go to prison because you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that commits crime, and they then say, well, I'm part of a criminal organization, and that person that I've never met before is my boss. And the government can make all these people fit in a circumstantial case and send somebody to prison for life that's never, ever met the person that committed crimes, rather it's bank robbery, drug dealing, extortion, loan sharking. But yet, when it comes to things like, did Hillary Clinton know that she was lying when it came to Benghazi and the attacks being terrorists or an act of anger because of a video? Did Hillary Clinton know the Monica Lewinsky situation beforehand? Did she know that Bill Clinton was lying when he was looking at the American people saying, "I never had sex with that woman"? Well, of course not, because it didn't come from her lips. And unless it came from her lips, we're only speculating. We don't know for sure. So in turn, innocent, you're all wrong, and you're all liars. It's amazing. It's amazing. Criminal justice system, circumstantial evidence, go to jail for life. When it comes to politics, presidency, things of that nature, circumstantial evidence, you need to actually see the person with your own two eyes. And once you see it with your own two eyes, you need to have three or four other people around you to see it with their own two eyes. And then, only then, and only that, could we possibly think it's true. It's astonishing. It really is. It really is astonishing. You would think our justice system would be that concrete. You would think our justice system would be that concrete, but no. Politics and the way our government is run, rather a bill comes out or a meeting takes place and people go, "Do you think there was an ulterior motive behind that meeting or behind that press conference, or do you think that was a subterfuge for that?" Well, all the dots point to it. Oh, the president or the congressman or the pundit didn't actually say it with their lips, so they're innocent. I'm crazy. Okay. How was Hillary Clinton an enabler? She had no idea. BS. BS. She had no idea. Listen, women know what they know. Even guys know what they know. Guy that's ever been cheated on, or any woman that's ever been cheated on, will tell you they knew something was up before they ever found out. Everyone will say they knew there was something up. They just knew. And when you're Hillary Clinton and you're living with somebody for 40 years, and it seems like every couple years something happens that involves women, rather it's rumors, rather it's innuendos, or it's actually something that happens, you're going to tell me that you're not on guard? You're going to tell me that finding out that a young intern has been hanging out at the White House for X amount of months, being used as a human ashtray, filleting the president, and it's completely foreign. It's like, oh my gosh. Like somehow that didn't get out. Somehow all the people that were in the inner circle didn't roll their eyes when they looked at each other. Yeah, I need to see the president right now. He's busy. He's in a meeting. What do you mean he's in a meeting? Oh, I think he's dealing with one of the interns. Oh, I get it. Wink, wink. But Hillary Clinton was not an enabler. No. Completely like, oh my God, what just happened? And when Chris Matthews goes, you've seen the pictures of her? That was a woman that was embarrassed. That was a woman that was just completely caught off guard. Really? Really, Chris? Are you that gullible? Are you that in love with movies? And if you are, you should know that it was an act. Just like, weren't you convinced when Bill Clinton looked at the camera, waved his finger and said, I never had sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Now enough is enough. I have to get back and do work. Everybody start clapping. Whoa! And then a little while later, we heard, my American people, I just want to tell you that I lied. And everybody went, oh. I mean, Chris, you had to believe the president then, didn't you? When he waved his finger and stared into the camera. Didn't you believe the president then? Just like you believed the pain in Hillary Clinton's face. That she was completely caught off guard. Yeah, completely caught off guard. Jennifer Flowers, Paula Jones, Kathleen Willey, Juanita Broderick. Hillary Clinton knew about all these incidences. Chris Matthews and the state-run media cartels. Amazing.